In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah, in the third Perek Masechta Kiddushin. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer le'isha hareat mekudeshet li. If someone says to a woman, you are betrothed to me, hands over some money, however he says, almana, on the condition, shaten lach mataim zuz, on the condition that I give you 200 zuz. Mishnah says, harezi mekudeshet, will you turn? She would be mekudeshet, be betrothed from that point that he handed over, from that point in time, because any almanat is as if he said ma'achsha from now, provided that he actually hands over those 200 zuz. If he says almanat sheten lach mikan v'ad shloshim yom, meaning you are mekudeshet to me if I give you this money 200 zuz within a 30-day period, if he does so natan la betoch shloshim yom then mekudeshet. If he doesn't im lav inu mekudeshet, then it didn't work because the tanai was not met. This is despite the fact one might think that he was only saying the 30-day period in order to mezarez or almost encourage him to do it within that time period. No, the tanai is a solid one. If he doesn't meet it within a 30-day period, he doesn't give her the money, not mekudeshet. If he says, Almanat sheyesh li mataim zuz, on the condition that I have 200 zuz, then we say, Haram mekudeshet, that would be betrothed, provided that v'yesh lo, that he has it. And he has the money, and we have Edim that can testify to the fact that he has that money. If it's uncertain whether he has it, we say it's mekudeshet mesafek. Then we have a doubt whether it's mekudeshet, because again, he could be hiding it, the matter is uncertain. Almanat she'al'ech mataim zuz, if he says, on condition that I will show you 200 zuz, we say, then again, the Kiddushin will work, provided that he actually show her. And here, witnesses alone wouldn't be sufficient. He'd actually physically have to show her, here's the 200 zuz that I have. The im hera ala shulchan, if he simply showed her 200 zuz on the table, despite the fact he might be a money changer, and this money was given to him to, say, invest or do business with, we say, enu mekudeshet. That doesn't work. Despite the fact he's trusted with this money, it's not considered his money, and therefore the tanai has not been met. Let's know Mishneh Gimel. Almanat, if he says on condition, sheyesh li beit kur afar, on the condition I have a beit kur of afar. Afar literally means soil, but here we're talking about an area of land. So beit kur, referring to here, that's actually a volume, which is 30 se'ah. So we're referring to land that one could plant that volume of grain. So it's 75,000 square amot. Mishnah says, once again, just like in the previous Mishnah, Arizem Mekudesh of Yeshlo. Provided he has that land and witnesses can testify to the fact, then Mekudesh it. If he doesn't have witnesses and he hasn't shown it to her, then it's Kedusha Mesafik, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Almanat Sheyeshli, if he says, on condition that I have, Bemakomplon, in such and such a location, say in a particular region, Im Yeshlo Botomakom, if he does have it there, Mekudesh it Vimlav, if he doesn't, then in a Mekadesh, despite the fact he might have large estates and lots of property elsewhere, it doesn't work. Almanat, if he says on condition, she'arech beit kur afar, on the condition, I'll show you this area of land. Harizim Mekadeshet, you should only be Mekadeshet if the Yarena, that if you can show her this is the land that he owns and actually take her there, just like the previous Mishnah, witness testimony is insufficient. Vim Hirabba Bika, if he simply shows her a valley, and this might be a valley that has a land that he doesn't own, but he might have rights to the peirot, or he might be a sharecropper there, and he might be even working the land. Eidu Mekadeshet, that would be insufficient because the intention of the Tanai was that I actually own that area of land. Now the question one might ask is, why are we mentioning these two Mishnayot? They seem to mirror one another. One's just talking about money, the other one's talking about land. One answer is, Kati he cites here, that one might think that when he says, on condition I have a certain sum of money, or on condition that I have this size of land, and we didn't have witnesses, in both cases we said that she'd be Mekudeshet Misafek. It hasn't been verified and hasn't been discounted, so the state of a Kiddushin is in doubt. So one might think that that would only be with money, because money can be hidden. It can be buried, it can be put in particular accounts, it can be moved about. So that's why you might have Mekudeshet Masafik. But land, very difficult to hide land, either you have land or you don't have land. Nonetheless, that's why we need this mission to teach us the law is exactly the same. Even with land, if we don't have witnesses to testify that he has this amount of land, we don't say, therefore we must not have it. Rather, still we say Mekudeshet Misafik. Those are Mishnah today.